A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2019 issue on childhood. Raising Our Voices by Ileana Velez. Ileana Velez is a Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts alum, and she is currently pursuing a degree in human services at Lehigh Carbon Community College in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I am a young adult who grew up in the era of school shootings. The shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary, at Virginia Tech, at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, all these and way too many more have been part of the fabric of my life. Active shooter drills have been as much a requirement of school as have homework and tests. On the 19th anniversary of the Columbine shooting, my senior year of high school, around 50 students from my school, Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts, walked behind me as we chanted up and down our school's neighborhood, demanding an end to gun violence. With a Puerto Rican father and a Jewish mother, I am no stranger to adversity, and therefore understand how deeply important fighting for equality is to the prosperity of our nation, especially in this current political climate. As a student, I often orchestrated classroom discussions, arguing that I did not believe in the ownership of guns, period, let alone assault weapons used by the military. This gave me a reputation as a headstrong and at times abrasive activist. It seems as though since the 2016 election, many have lost both hope and stamina for change, but I have resisted the temptation to be discouraged. As the walkout day grew closer, students spread rumors about administration calling authorities or possible expulsion. Our principal gave an announcement in the morning, threatening that the school had alerted the police in an attempt to sway us from leaving the school. A few students organized a letter-writing campaign to take place in the lunchroom as a substitution for the protest. I refused to allow students to become misguided. I printed out 100 copies of the ACLU's Guide to Protest Rights and Regulations for the State of Pennsylvania and proceeded to walk to every classroom, handing out papers and explaining to students that they could not be arrested for marching as long as we were obeying traffic laws, remained on public property, and did not block any exits. As students gathered in front of the door, I handed out flyers to each individual. As we walked outside, we were greeted by a police officer who applauded us for exercising our First Amendment rights, more than our school was ever going to. As I stood in front of my fellow students at City Hall, speaking to them about gun control, I had a realization. If 50 students could march for the entire school day, chanting until they lost their voices, until they didn't have any water left, not knowing if they would face any consequences that would affect their education, there is no excuse not to take action as though the whole world is watching, as though this is the very action that will affect change.